convenient. Today's daf is, there we go, Nedarim Daf Chaf. We are holding at the very top of Daf Chaf Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Thank you, Elisha, very much for covering the daf over the past 3 days while I was away. Today is the last daf of the second parak of Maseches Nedarim. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and Leila Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, Neshama Shem Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Richard Lipchinsky as a zechus for his mother's neshama, Miriam Basravi Cheskel, whose yard site is Shabbos Chaf Hey Mar Cheshvan, and for Rav Shlema from Menachem Mendel Ben Devoraleya. It's also sponsored by Sam Kosofsky, Leila Nishmas' mother, Billy Hilda Kosofsky, Rachel Hindel, Brindel, Bas Alexander Ziskind, Aleha Shalom, and it's also sponsored by Michael and Tova Pearl and family in commemoration of the yard site of their grandmother and great-great-grandmother, Betty Goldstein, Zichrona Levracha, Pesha Tova, Bas Avram Zev, Shem Shem Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to do, our Mishnah is going to list 4 cases of Nedarim that we are Perushon Lahakel. We had said previously in the Mishnah that Stam Nedarim Lahakmir, but Perushon Lahakel, and we never explained what that means, Perushon Lahakel. So we're going to give 4 cases where Perushon Lahakel. The Gemara is then going to talk about the punishment for an Amma Aretz to teach him not to take Nedarim lightly, that sometimes if an Amma Aretz does something that shows that he hasn't been taking Nedarim lightly, how we come down a little harder on him in the dinim of Nedarim than we would on a Talmud Chacham. Then the Gemara is going to talk about things to avoid developing a habit, developing a bad habit, and that's going to lead us, meaning what to an alti rugil, and Nedarim is one of those things. Don't be rugil bin Nedarim, because you're going to end up doing bad things. And there are other things also, not to be rugil in, and that's going to lead us into a longer discussion from halfway through Amud Aleph until the end of the Perek about inyanim relating to tznius, about issues relating to Tashmish Amita and Sneu. So most of the Simon Reish Mem Shulchan Aruch, where you have at the end of Chelek Beis Mishmur, where you have all of those halachos of tznius, come from these Gemaras here in Maseches Nedarim. So let's begin at the top of Chaf Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. So again, with the previous Mishnah had said that Stam Nedarim Lahachmir Ba Perushon Lahakel. So what does Perushon Lahakel mean? So Nadar B'Cherim, a person said that this thing should be Cherim Alai, and then he explains Va'amar Lo Nadarti El B'Cherim Shel Yam. I didn't mean Cherim of Iser. I meant it should be like the nets that are cast about to catch fish from the sea, which is a davar amuter. It's something that's not asra at all. So that's what I really meant. The Rishonim point out, the Ran points out that Hu Adin, if he's mefarish differently, he says, I meant becherim shel kohanim, that as soon as the money comes to the kohanim as a cherim, it's chulin for them, it's totally mutter for them. But the Mishnah is being mechadesh that even a pirish rachok, that he's believed to say that he meant something that no one ever means when they say cherim. Cherim normally means cherim to the base of Mikdash. To say that it means cherim lekohanim, that's a reasonable explanation. To say that it means cherim sholiyam, that's not even a reasonable explanation. And still, we're going to believe him to say that. A second example, bekarban, he says, davar hazeh alai kekarban, and then va'amar, lo nadarti, ela bekarbanos shel melachim. I only meant the karbanos of melachim, the matanos that they give in front of kings that are also called karbanos, that a gift that's given to a king is also referred to as a karban. Where do we ever see that a gift is referred to as a karban? The Meiri quotes that we find Yaakov says to Esav, Kachna espir chasi, meaning my gift, and the targum is takruvasi. So you see that a matana is referred to as a takroves, as a karban. So the Miri makes that association that karban sometimes means a gift. A third example, hare atzmi karban. A person says, I myself am a karban, that he asks, not I myself, that I am taking upon myself something as an israna, like a karban, and then he says, va'amar lo nadarti ela be'etzem shenachti lilios noderbo, that I didn't have kavana on myself, but rather on a bone of a behema that was left in my house in order to make people think that I'm being noder, a full neder, but really I'm not. I'm just had in mind that one bone. Now, atzmi didn't mean me, it meant the etzem, it meant that bone. That's not going to get on a fourth case, konam ishti nenesli, a neder that his wife should not get any hana'a from him. And then va'amar, and then he explains later, that my kavana was only to Aser, my first wife, who I've since divorced, but not a wife that he's still married to. In the Nidre's reason, Rav Shlomo Kluger explains that even though he's Neman to be Mefarish, that he intended to Aser his wife that he divorced, she in fact does not become Aser Ba'anah from him, meaning he's Neman to say that that's what I meant, but she Taka doesn't become, because there's a Chisaron in the Lashon of the Neder, because Ishti does not imply Ishto Shagirsha. So it's Yadayim Shein Mechichos, Yadayim Shein Mechichos, Lo Havin Yadayim, meaning you would imagine in each of these cases that Manavshach, if we don't believe him, so good, so we don't believe him, so then the real Isser, what it sounded like he meant, is what's going to be Aser. And if we do believe him, then at least what he's explaining should be true. So that's the Nidre's reason, where Shlomo Kluger points out that no, in this case, even if we believe him, even though we believe him, the woman that he had previously divorced is not Asura to him, because it's Yadayim Shein Mechichos. It's a very unusual way to refer to an ex-wife as Ishti, so we don't assume that he actually meant Ishti. Al kulan einish al lahem. On all of these examples that we mentioned, you don't have to be shoal to a chacham in order to be matir the neder. The neder was never chal in the first place because the guy is neman. He's believed to explain what he meant. That's only if he explains that that's what he meant. Char moshal yam, which would fit the Lashon of Cheirim, because people do call that Cheirim, and it's not Dvarim Shebelev. But the Ritva points out, but if he says that his Kavana was for things that don't even fit the Lashon that he used, then the Neder is Chal, because even if that's what he intended, Dvarim Shebelev Inam Dvarim, it's irrelevant that that's what he intended, that's not the words that he used, and he is bound by the words that he used. So it has to be like the explanations in the Mishnah, where the words that he used at least fit his explanations. The Rush says that the reason the Neder is going to be Chal when he says when he explains himself in a way that doesn't fit his words is because he's just not Ne'eman. It's not about Dvarim Shebelev. We just don't believe him that he's saying, oh, when I said Cherem, I meant something that's got nothing to do with the word Cherem. Why would I believe that? That's what you meant. So the Machlok, everyone agrees that the Neder would be Chal if he tries to explain himself in a way that doesn't fit the words that he used. But a Machlok is Rishon, a Machlok is between the Ritva and the Rush. Why the Neder would be Chal in that case? The Ritva says the Neder would be Chal in that case because Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, even though that may have been your intention, it had nothing to do with what you said, and therefore we have to listen to what you said and not what you intended. And the Rush says, not because Dvarim Shebelev, just simply we don't believe the person. Why would we believe you that when you now that you found out what life is going to be like that when you take such a neder, you decide to tell us you meant something else. We don't believe that person at all. So all of this, that the neder is not chal, the Gemara is going to explain that this first part of the Mishnah is talking about a Talmud Chacham, but an Amah Aretz is not Neman to be Mefarish his Nedarim in a more kal way, like we just explained in these four examples. And he has to be Noeg Isser even in these Nedarim until a Chacham is Matir, these Nedarim. Vim Nishalu, and when the Amah Aretz come to a Chacham to be Shoel on their Neder, right, you have to say that there's some shift in our Mishnah, the Gemara is going to point out, because we just said Ein Nishalim Lahem, you don't need a Sheila, and then the next words are Vim Nishalu. And then when you come and you do your she'ela, what do you mean? There was no neder to begin with. So that's what the Gemara is going to explain, that we're now shifting to an Amah Aretz. An Amah Aretz, who when he says these Lashonos, the neder would be chal, so im nishalu, if he comes to be shoal on his neder in front of a chacham, onshinosam, we punish him, like by other nedarim, that if he's knowing heter by these nedarim before he does she'ela, he's shoal l'chacham, where we give a kenasa, we're not mati the neder until he's Noeg Isser for X number of days, for the number of days that equal the number of days that he is Noeg Heter, Umachmir in Aleim, and we're even more Machmir than we are on other Nedarim, in the sense that we're not matir the neder. We're not matir the neder ali de charata. You dafka need a pesach to be matir the neder. Pesach and charata are two different things. The two different ways to be matir in the darim. Pesach is that the chacham is matir a neder from the neder itself. That you find some sort of kilkul or some sort of loss that comes out from the neder. That had he known that at the time of the neder, he would not have been noder, and therefore becomes a neder betotlus. Charata is that you don't find the reason that he wouldn't have been noder in the first place. It's just that after the fact he had charata about the neder that he took. That he took a neder mitoch kas, or he took a neder, you know, because he just without thinking it through. And now that he's not so angry, now that he's more calm, he's regretting the fact that he took such a neder in the first place. So even though but all nedarim in general, you could be matir the neder either al yidei pesach or al yidei charata. With these nedarim, Rav Meir holds that we're machmir and we're only matir al yidei pesach and not al yidei charata. That's how the Ran and the Ritva explain this line of the Mishnah. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that we're machmir in him to not be matir al yidei charata. Only al yidei pesach. The chacham omrim, and the chacham say, even though we're machmir and amei aretz, that the neder is going to be chal, but we don't add additional punishment if they violate these nedarim, and we're not machmir to be matir the neder only al yidei pesach beguf haneder. Pasuk man pasuk makom acher, even becharata works. Pasuk makom acher means that even charata, even from outside of the neder, umelamdin osam, and we teach these amei aretz to be knowing isra on these nedarim, even though they're not chal menadin, kedesh liyinagu kalus rosh menedarim. Even though in the first half of the Mishnah we said that these nedarim shouldn't be chal, but for amei aretz we're machmir that these nedarim are chal, so that they won't be knowing kalus rosh when it comes to nedarim. So it's not chal menadin, but it's chal for amei aretz in order to train them to take their words more seriously, to take nedarim more seriously. So now the Gemara explains the pshat in the Mishnah. Haguf akasha amrit ein nishalim lahen v'hadatani im nishalim anshalim machmirin alehen. That inflection point of the Mishnah where we started by saying ein nishalim lahen, don't worry, there's no nether here, there's nothing to begin with, there's nothing to even talk about, and then we say im nishalim anshalim machmirin alehen. So what's going on in the Mishnah? So answer the Gemara, am Rav Yehuda hachi katani. What the Mishnah means to say is v'kulan, all of these nedarim that we listed in the Mishnah, all these four cases where he said cherem or carbon, and then you explain cherem and cherme ayah, and where all these different cases, v'kulan ain't srichin she'ela. You don't need to go to a chacham to be matir. They're not a neder to begin with. But that's what we're adding into the Mishnah, which we already explained when we read the Mishnah, that that's only talking about a Talmud Chacham who we're going to believe to be mefarish devarav lahakel. We're going to believe him when he explains. No, what I meant when I said cherem, when I said karban, when I said atzmi, what I meant when I said all of those things is something that's not really a binding neder. Aval ba ma'aretz, but if it's not ma'aretz, comes later to try to be mefarish, we're not going to believe him, and he has to be shoel to a chacham, sheba lishoel, and therefore, if he comes to be lishoel, on shloson machmirin alav, then we're on shloson machmirin alav. Tosos has a suffix, if it's only when the ma'aretz is ba lishoel that we're on shloson machmirin alav, or even if he's not ba lishoel. In the Shita, he writes, bepshitos, that it's dafka, if he's ba lishoel, that it's on shmoso, but if he's not ba lishoel me'atzmo, then we're not going to be kofin, we're not going to force him to be shoel, and we're not going to be ma'anishim, because since he's not bali shal mistama, he knows that the neder was not chal, and therefore there's no chashash that he's going to come to be ragil b'nedarim. Meaning, it's if he's enough of a talmid chacham to know that these nedarim are not binding, and therefore he never comes to be shoel on these nedarim, says the Shita, well then he's outside of the category of amaretz as far as this is concerned. He may be an amaretz but from semaisros and about other things, but as far as nedarim, what defines the amaretz over here is someone who's not sufficiently familiar with the laws of nedarim, and then he's going to start taking nedarim very lightly because he doesn't really know what he can and cannot do. But if he's never bali shoel in the first place, then it must be that he knows that it was never a neder, and if he knows that it was never a neder, there's no risk that he's going to come to be ragil b'nedarim as a result of this mistake. That's the chiddush of the Shita. That's not the pashtus. Pashtus is like Tosfos, that if he's not maritz, whether he's bali shal or not bali shal, we're going to impose these chumras on him. So it says in our Bishlam and Machmirin. I understand what it means that we're Machmirin on the Amma Aretz, that who comes to be Mefarish is Neder Lahakel, he comes to say that I didn't mean Chayrim, I didn't mean Karban, whatever, to Lo Paschin Le Becharata, that we're not Matir Neder for him Al Yidei Charata, only Al Yidei Pesach. Elo Onshin Hechidami. What does it mean we're Ma'anish? What does it mean we're Onshin also? I understand what it means that Machmirin is that you have the two choices of Pesach or Charata. So we're not Matir the Neder with Charata. We're only Matir the Neder Al Yidei Pesach. At least that's how the Ran and the Rush explain. The Rashba quotes a Chuvus Rabbeinu Shriragon that Ein Poschel No B'Charata means that we don't ask him if he's Mescharit on the Neder in order to be Matir, but if he comes and he tells us that he is Mescharit, then the Chacham is able to be Matir. It's not that we don't allow Charata at all, but we don't offer him that opportunity. He has to know it on his own. He has to bring that Charata to us on his own. Okay, either way, that's a minor difference, whether there's zero, Charata will be a non-option for him, or it's only an option if he brings it up. But either way, we're more limited in terms of how we're Matir the Neder for him. But what does it mean that we're Onshin? So the Gemara explains, Kidetanya, like we learned in the Brisa, Misha Nazar, a person who was mekabel nazirus on himself, va'avar al naziruso, and then he drank wine, or he was metame lemesim, and he was violated the nazirus, and then he comes to be shoel on the neder nazirus. You have to remember, nazirus is a form of neder, and that's why after Mesechus Nedarim, we have Mesechus Nazir, because Nazir is a continuation of the theme of Nedarim. It's just it's a type of neder. So we're ma'anishim that in this kakenlo, Beisdin is not matir his nazirus, ad sheinugbo Isser kiyam shenog ben heter, until he observes nazirus for at least as long as he was noig heter. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Say niskakan lo means we're not matir the nazirus. That's what Tosfos writes. Tosfos Maseches Nazir and Daf Lamed Beis explains that we're not makabelus karbanos, and we're not going to be. He's not allowed to drink wine until the amount of time passed of his nazirus that he's noig isser, like the amount of days that he was noig heter in the Pirush HaRash and Rav Ram Nahar, they quote both Dinim, that we're not Mekabalus Karbanos, and that we're not Matir his Neder until he's Noeg Isser, Keneged the Yamim, that he was Noeg Heter. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Amr Rabbi Yossi Bamed Var Mamur. When do we say that he needs to be Noeg Isser? Like the same amount of days that he was Noeg Heter, Bin Nazirus Muetas. That's only a Nazirus of Shloshim Yom. Aval Bin Nazirus Meruba, but a Nazirus that's more than 30 days. He was Mekablan himself Nazira of 100 days, and through that he was Noeg Heter for 50 days. In such a case, we don't have to be Noeg Isser, like the number of days that he was Noeg Heter, Dayo Shloshim Yom, then it's enough to be Noeg Nazirus of Shloshim Yom, like a Stam Nazirus. So that's how we can explain the same thing in our Mishnah, that an Amma Aretz, who was Nadar Becherim, and he says, Lo Nadarti El Becherim Shel Yom, and he was Noeg Heter before he was Nishal on the Nedar. When he comes to be Shoel on the Nedar, we're not Matir the Nedar until he's Noeg Yisr Keneged the Yomim, that he's Noeg Bem Heter. So that's what it means, an onchin or so in our Mishnah. Amr Rav Yosef, Holva Amri Rabbanan. Since the Rabbanan say that someone who violates his Nazirus, Ein Niskakim Lo, we're not going to be Matir the Neder until he's Noeg the Isser Keneged the days that he was Noeg Heter. Beidina Dimizdakiki, if you have a Beisdin that does connect to his to be Matir his Neder before he's Noeg Isser, even though it works and the neder is going to be hutar, the neder is going to go away, below of a chapir. Such a basin should know that they behaved inappropriately. They did not act properly. Revach bar Yaakov Omer Mishantinanle. We should put such a basin in nidui that they were matir and neder, that they never should have been matir. The Meiri quotes Yesh Mefarshim that were menada, someone who violated and was noeg heter ki mei isuro and didn't want to afterwards be noeg iser keneged the yamim that he was noeg heter, that the nidui over here is not on the beisdin. That's how the Ran and the majority of Rishonim explain that we're saying that the beisdin behaved inappropriately and therefore they're the ones that are put in nidui. The Meiri says differently, that it's not the beisdin that's put in nidui, but rather it is the fellow who didn't behave properly. So now, the Chamrom Poslan Pesach. We learned that the Mishnah Chum say we're Poslan Pesach and we're Melamed him to, so that he's not being, that he there shouldn't be no Kalas Rosh bin Nedarim. We try to teach him a lesson. We're Machmir, extra Machmir, and the Amarit who took such a Nedar to teach him a lesson, not to be no Kalas Rosh bin Nedarim. So the Gemara brings how one should avoid developing certain habits. Tana la olamati ragil bin Nedarim. Person should not take Nedarim too often. Shesovcha limol b'shvuos. In the end of the day, in addition to violating these Nedarim, he's also going to violate Shavuos, which are even more chamur than Nedarim are. Because by Shavuot it says lo yinaka. It doesn't say that by Nedarim. That's what the Rishonim point out. Tosfos quotes a girsa, shesovcha limol bin Nedarim, that by taking many Nedarim, eventually he's going to violate Nedarim, which l'chor is what you would have expected the Gemara to say. So Tosfos girsa seems to fit a lot better. That don't take too many Nedarim, because you think you can handle it, you think you're never going to violate anything, you will. It's very hard to keep all the Nedarim. But the way we have the girsa is that it's ultimately going to lead you to a violation of Shavuos, meaning it goes without saying you're going to be in violation of Nedarim, and that's a halbatzara, but then you're going to violate Shavuos, it's going to be much worse. Valti regulates alam aretz. Another thing you shouldn't get in the habit of is to spend too much time with amei aretz, shesof chalachil chetavalim, because if you spend too much time with it, he's going to feed you food that Chumas and Maestros were not hufresh from, and it's going to be a violation of Tevel. Alti regulates al kohen amaretz, and don't spend too much time with the kohen amaretz, shesof chalachil chetumtumeya. Ultimately, he's going to be machil you. Megirsa the Ran is Truma Temeya. The reason it says that he's going to be Machli Truma doesn't say that he's going to be Machli Tevel is because he's a Kohen, so there's no Chashash that he's going to have any Tevel, because he has nothing to lose by being Mafresh the Trumas and Maestros. He can be Mafresh Truma and eat the Truma, and the Maestro Rishon also, he can be Mafresh Trumas and Maester from that and eat that as well. Or because Kohanim didn't get a Chelik Ba'aretz and they don't have any Sados in Eretz Yisrael, so it's unlikely that they're going to have any tevel. So the Kohen Amaretz is not going to feed the tevel because he doesn't have access to tevel. He only gets the truma, so whatever truma he has, that's the concern, that he's going to feed you truma tameya. And v'al tar b'sicha yimi isha, sov chalov alidei niyuf. Don't be tar b'sicha yimi isha, don't spend too much time talking to women, because it's going to lead him to niyuf. It's going to lead him to sexual immorality. Sicha over here, Tos Yishon points out, means sicha b'teila, that's going to lead to lidei niyuf. And even by sicha, that's l'tzorach, you shouldn't be marich too much b'dibur, you should be mekatzer b'dibur, meaning even when you have to have such a conversation, you shouldn't carry it on longer than you need to. Rabbi Acha Barabbi Yoshia Omer, Kalat Sofa Benashim, anyone who looks at women, Sofa Bali De Avera, he will eventually be Bali De Avera. What does that mean? Sofa Bali De Avera isn't looking at women itself, isn't that an Avera itself? So Tosi Shonim writes that Dafka, it says Sofa, that even if you're not Mistakel, it's only Sofa, is Sofa Bali De Avera. And not only by Nashus Ish, that even be pnios, even with a single girl, that it's going to be bali de hergel avera, because since he's just spent a lot of time with her, so ultimately it's going to be bali de avera. Okay, so tzofa is dafka mistakel, means that you're looking intently with the intention of getting hana. Tzofa just means that you look, but not with the intention of hana. Even that tzofa bali de avera, but called mistakel ba keva shalisha, and anyone who looks literally, it means at a woman's heel, will further define this, having lo banim shenim uganim, will have children who are not proper children, or misbehaving children. I mean, children who don't behave al pi Torah mitzvos. Rav Yosef will be ishtonida, and this is true even at ishtonida, where he's not allowed to be mistakel at akeva, even though she is muteris to him at some point. Meaning la'achar zman, she's going to become, as soon as she goes to the mikvah, she's going to become muteris to him. Still, he's not allowed to be mistakel at the akev of ishtonida. So what does that mean at the akev? So Rav Shimon Lakish akeva de katani b'makomatinofes shemuchuvim keneged akev. The Gemara is just speaking in a lashon nekiya, in a lashon ma'alia. Akeva doesn't mean the heel. Yutaka are allowed to be mistakel at the heel of ishtonida, because you're allowed to be mistakel at makomos hagluyim sheba when it comes to ishtonida. One is only not allowed to be mistakel at makomos hamechusim sheba. So over here it means that akeva means the makom hatinofes. It means the makom ha'erva itself. They're not allowed to be mistakel at any woman, even ishto tahora, at the makom ha'erva itself. And makamos hamechusim sheba, you're allowed to be mistakel when she is not a nida, but when your wife is not a nida, but not when your wife is a nida. How do we define by nida what's called makamos hamechusin and what's called makamos hagluyim? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he discusses what if you have a woman that when she leaves the house, when she goes out of the house, she dresses fully tzinu, the elbows and the kalimah, whatever they taught her in Beis Yaakov, everything is covered. But in the house, when she's just hanging around the house and she's dressed more casually, not provocatively, but more casually. So let's say her hair is not covered. Let's take an easy example. Her hair is not covered when she's around the house. Her hair is covered when she's outside of the house. Rav Moshe writes that a husband is allowed to be mistakel at her hair while she's at those mekamos hamechusim while she's in nida, because klape the husband, they're not mekamos hamechusim. They're not parts of her body that she would normally cover. So that's a bit cooler. Rav Moshe has in hilchos nida. So anyway, so Tanya, we have a brisa. Now, when it says in Parshas Yisro, by Maimon Har Sinai, ba'avur tia yiraso al peneichem, zo busha. That's a reference to the midah of busha, of bashfulness. Levilti techato, melamit shabusha mivili de yiras chet. That if a person has that midah of busha, it's going to lead to a sense of yiras chet. Mikan amru, simen yafa ba'adam shu baishan. It's a good simen if a person is a baishan, because you see that he's going to be a yirei chet. Acherim amru, some learn from the pasuk, from that pasuk, the kaladam amru, spayish, lo b'me. That when a person is mispayish, he's not going to sin too quickly because the busha is going to prevent him from sin. But it goes even more than that. A person who doesn't have this midah of busha, it's an indication that his forefathers were not in Har Sinai, because the pasuk gives a reason for Maimon Har Sinai. And that's going even on the offspring, because it says, so anyone who doesn't have that midah busha certainly is not from the zera of those who stood at Har Sinai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Davai tells us that the Malachi Asharis taught me four things. We see in the Gemara that Malachi Asharis means chachamim. It doesn't mean actually Malachi Asharis, but at this point in the Gemara, we don't know that yet, right? So it sounds like conversations with Malachi Asharis, like the Beis Yosef had the Magen Mesharim, the Sefer that he wrote, based on conversations with Malachim, that it's not unthinkable that someone has a conversation with Malachim. Daf Yomi, coincidence, we just said Parshas Vayera, Avram Avinu has a conversation with three Malachim. Not unthinkable that someone has a conversation with Malachi Asharis. So they are, the four things that they taught him were Chigrin Mipnei Mahavion. Why do people have a disability that they're unable to use their legs? It's because at the time of Tashmish, their wife was facing the back of their wife and not the front of their wife. So since they switched things around at the time of Tashmish, that's the punishment. How that's midah keneged midah exactly is discussed by Rishonim. Ilmim pnei mahavion. Why are children born as mute? Mipnei shemenashkem al osa makom, because it means the husband kissed the wife on osa makom, on the makom erva. Charashim, people who are deaf. Mipnei mahavion. Why are people born deaf? Mipnei shemesaprim b'shas tashmish, because people talk too much during tashmish, and since they're sinning through speech and listening, and therefore the punishment is going to be midah keneged midah, that their children won't be able to hear anything. Thing. The Raivin in Balei HaNefesh says that the Isser L'Saper B'Shas Tashmish is that through their speaking, the husband's going to be Nosin Daito Ba'acheres, or he's going to make the Maisa like a Maisa's Nos, because he's not having Kavana for the Maisa, because they're talking about something else. Tosa says that through their speaking too much, other people are going to hear what they're doing. They're going to hear the Tashmish. Nafkamina is what if they're talking about matters of Tashmish, right? According to Tosos, if they're being too loud, other people will hear. And that's the problem. Whereas according to the Ravid, no, it's about talking about other things, that you can't be Masiach Das from what you're doing. A person should be focused, so they shouldn't be talking about what they're going to have for dinner tomorrow night or some other conversation that has nothing to do with what they're doing at the moment. Sumer Mipnei Mahavyon. Why do people become blind? Because they're mistakel at the makam erva of their wife. Uriminu shalu as ima shalom. They asked ima shalom. Ima shalom was Rabbi Eliezer's wife. The Shita quotes in the name of the Ritva that her name was actually Shalom. Ima is a lashon of kavod, like Abba Shaul. That Abba is a lashon. So Ima is also a lashon of kavod, which tells you that Shalom was a girl's name, which is interesting, right? So I guess it's a unisex name, like some people name daughters Yona, right? We know that Yona is a boy's name because there's a book in Navi called Yona, but there's also a bird called Yona, so I guess some people name after the bird and they call a girl Yona. So I guess Shalom also is one of those names that could go either way. Nowadays, I think it's only used for boys. Okay, so Mipnei Ma, Benayich Yufyufin B'Yoser, why are your children, they asked her, why are your children so magnificent? They're so beautiful. They have no mumin whatsoever. So she responded, that my husband does not converse with me at the beginning of the night when women are out in the shuk, and that he may have das for them. He may be thinking about another woman. And nor at the end of the night where women are already awake and therefore they're walking out in the shuk. Only when there's no one out in the shuk. And when he does speak, he's only megala one tefach, and the second tefach remains covered up. Of Kamisha Kafo Shade. And when he engages in Tashmash Amita, it's as if he's being forced by a demon to perform this act. What does that mean, being forced by a demon to perform this act? That he does it so quickly as if he's just trying to get it over with. That's how the Ran and the Ravid and Bali and Nefesh explain. However, the Ravid quotes Yesh Mefarshim, Domal of Kamisha Kafo Shade means like a person who's doing something ba'ones and he's not having any kavana for personal hana'a, not about the speed, but rather about the sense of personal hana'a. Or he does it biyira, like a person who's mefachid min hashed. The Ramban in Igros HaKodesh says that he's not having kavana for his own hana alone, but it's as if he's osik in davar acher, where it's that's not his own malacha, but it's a chov that he has to do because of the mitzvah of ona that it says in the Torah, which sounds like a little bit different. That it seems that his primary intention is not for himself, not for his own hana, but for the mitzvah of ona, meaning for the sake of his wife. Va'amartila, and that's what we normally assume is the proper, to focus on his wife's needs and not to focus on his needs. The other stuff we assume is not proper to do. Va'amartilo, and I said to him, matam, why are you doing this? Amar li, and he said to me, kedish lo etenasin, asenai bi isha acheres, because I don't want to have any other woman in mind at the time of Tashmish, and through that it's going to be bali de mamzeres, because someone who thinks about another woman, b'shas maisa, it's not that the child is actually a halachic mamzer, but it's a tzad mamzerus, that you have some sort of hint of mamzerus, kids ki'ilu, he was having tashmish with somebody else at that time. So you see a stira between this brisa and the brisa that we quoted before, that if you're masaper b'shas tashmish, the children are going to be deaf. Whereas from Ima Shalom, you see that even Rabbi Lazar was masaper b'shas tashmish, and the children were beautiful. So lo kasha, habimili de tashmish, habimili achronaisa. No, Rabbi Lazar was talking b'shas tashmish about things that related to the tashmish. That's mutter to do in order to get her more in the mood, in order to speak about matters related to tashmish. So the Gemara in Brachos says that one of the Amoraim was hiding under his Rebbe's bed, b'shas tashmish, and he says, Rebbe, it sounds like you're a starving person who hasn't eaten in days. He wasn't talking about eating, he was talking about that the Rebbe was apparently expressing tremendous desire for his wife. And obviously the Rebbe threw the Talmud out of the room, what are you doing here? But he says, Tori hivil molani tzarech, meaning the point is that's the proper way to behave during tashmish, to speak words of desire, words of that are appropriate for the occasion. But when it talks about other things that are not at tzarech l'tashmish, that's inappropriate. So Gemara brings Rabbi Yochanan ben Davai, that advice Rabbi Yochanan ben Davai gave, those four things that are apparently terrible to do and will lead to children who are balei mum, is not universally accepted. Amar Rabbi Yochanan zutiv Rabbi Yochanan ben Davai, that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Davai said in the name of the Malachi Hashareis, Avlam Chacham ein alach ki Yochanan ben Davai. We don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Davai. El kol mashad murotz lasos pishto osa. However one wants to bathe in the bedroom is permissible. Mashal basra abami besa tabach, it's like a meat that came from the butcher shop. Ratzala ochlo bemelach, ochlo, you like it salty, so add salt. Tzli ochlo, you like it roasted, so good, so you can roast it. You don't need to salt it so much if you roast it. Mavushal ochlo, you like to cook it, you could cook it. Shaluk, you like to slow cook it, ochlo, you could do that. Chendag abami besa tzayel, and also when you go fishing, you could eat the fish however you want to eat it. Amar Meimer, Man Malachi Asharis, who are these Malachi Asharis that Rabbi Yochanan Davai was quoting? So Rabbanan, it's Tamid HaChamim, it's not actual Malachim. Dite Malachi Asharis, Mamish, because if it were Mamish Malachi Asharis, Amayam Rabbi Yochanan Malachi Yochanan Davai, Ha'inhu B'kibitzur Savlatvei. How could you not pass Malachi Yochanan Davai in the name of Malachi Asharis? They know what's going on up in Shemayim when they put Neshamos into the Guf. They see what leads to what. They would know better. No one would be allowed to argue. V'amai Karlu Malachi Asharis, Timitzainik Malachi. Why are Talmid Chacham called Malachi Asharis? Because they're outstanding. They stand out like Malachi Asharis. It's a Mitzuyonim means Lashon of Havdalah, like the Ram points out in Agada Shel Pesach. Malamit She Yisrael Hayu Mitzuyonim Sham. Mitzuyonim means that they stand out. That in that sense, they're like Malachi Asharis. The Mefarish explains that no, Mitzuyonim means that they're Mu'utaf Betzitzis, the Mitzaitzi, not Mitzaini, but Mitzaitzi, that they wrap themselves in the talis and tzitzis like Malachi Asharis. The Ritz, it's quoted in the Shidim Lubet, says that it means that a person does their shlichus like malachim, that the chum have a shlichus in this world, they serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, and malachim are there always to perform a shlichus. And we find elsewhere that Talmid Chacham are compared to Malachi Asharis, that a person should only be mevakesh Torah from a Rebbe who's domen l'malach Hashem tzavakos. So you see that there is this concept of Talmid Chacham being Malachi Asharis. Haydasa l'kamei the Rebbe. A woman came to Rebbe, Amra lo Rebbe, arachti lo shulchan va'afacho. I was prepared for normal tashrus with my husband, and then he turned me around. He was Meshameh Shalokadarka. Samla Biti, Torah Hiti Reisach, Vani Maes Aleich. The Torah allows such a thing. What can I do for you? Heidel Sadaka made the Rav. Someone came to Rav. Va'amr lo, Rebbe, Arachti lo Shulchan, Va'facho. Same Taina. Amr Maishna min Binisa. He said, why should it be any different than a fish? Just like you're allowed to eat a fish the way you want to eat a fish, so too he's allowed to be Boel Kiritsono. This obviously has deeper meaning. I need to say it because people don't yet always realize. This obviously has deeper meaning. He's not saying that a woman is no different than a fish, and this is obviously, if you go into any sort of depth that's more than Dafyomi, you'll see that there's tremendous depth and chachma in the particular mashalim that are used by the Mamari Chazal. That Lasurach Levavchem teaches us that a person shouldn't be shosa b'kozeh, meaning he shouldn't be boel his one woman while thinking about another woman. Obviously not about other women that he has no sheichus to. Even if he has two wives, he shouldn't have hirurim about his other wife while he's having tashmish with the one wife. You know, there's a discussion in contemporary poskim, is there an isser to have hirurim about ishto tahora, when one's wife is tahora but he's not actually with her? Then obviously during tashmish he's a mitzvah to have hirurim about his wife ishto tahora, but when it's shalobishas tashmish, is a mutter to have hirurim about ishto tahora? I saw in the Vayan David, he has a long tshuva on this topic. That's the Dayan from Antwerp, the Satmar Dayan from Antwerp. Very nice tshuva. So he has a long tshuva on this topic. But l'chora, this is a raya that it's mutter, right? Because the Gemara is saying that you shouldn't, you're not allowed to have hirurim about the other wife while you're with wife number one. You shouldn't have hirurim about wife number two. The implication is that if you're not actively with wife number one right now, then there's no issue of having hirurim about ishto tahora, about one of your other wives who are tahora. V'rosi mikem amordim poshim bi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu saying that I'm going to choose from Klal Yisrael those who are mordim and poshim. Who are the mordim and poshim? So I'm Rabbi Levi, elu b'nei teisha midos. These are people that are that come into being through one of these nine midos that have some tzad avera with them, and they're called b'nei esnas mishkach. It's an atrikun for the teisha midos. What are they? B'nei ema, someone who's matil ema, who intimidates his wife into having tashmish when she's not really interested. B'nei anusa, even more forcefully, someone who, Rahman al-Islam, is ma'anes his wife, he rapes his wife. B'nei sinua, someone who really doesn't like his wife and therefore is thinking about other women at the time of tashmish. B'nei nidui, someone who is in nidui, and one of the restrictions of being in nidui, of being in the cherim, is that you're not allowed to have tashmish. Other Rishonim are goris b'nei nida, that it has tashmish while the wife is a nida. B'nei tamura, a person has two wives and he has kavana for one of them when he's boel the other one. B'nei meriva, a person was in the middle of fighting with his wife, having an argument with his wife, and b'shas tashmish, they were still angry at each other. B'nei shikrus, when they're drunk at the shas tashmish. B'nei grusha salev, person intends to divorce his wife and they have tashmish. B'nei ervuvia, a woman who had many people have bia with her and she gave birth and we don't know who the father is. And b'nei chatsufa, a woman who is may is upon him to be tovea her husband directly without not peremiza, but directly being tovea the husband for tashmish. So that leads to children who are not great. I thought it's a good thing if she's tovea him, that you'll have children like they didn't even have in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenemar, havu lechem anashim chachamim univonim uksiv, ve'ekachas rosh yishuvteichem v'lo ksiv, nivonim uksiv, yisachar chamar garim, that the chamar that Yaakov wrote on is caused the birth of Yisachar because it turned to the oel of Leah, and through that Leah was tovea Yaakov. So Ksiv, Mibnei Yisachar, Yod Bina Li'itim. From Yisachar, all the Bali Bina, the Big Tami Licham come out because Leah was Tovea Yaakov Pepeh. So you see that it's not a chisaron to be Tovea, the husband Pepeh. Adrabi, you can have Banim Nevonim, you can have great Tami Lichamim. So answer the Gemara, Hahi, Demirati Artsuye. The Tavia of Leah was not in a direct Tavia Bepeh. She was not propositioning him directly by asking him. Rather, she was Miratzi him with Divrei Pius. She made a more loving environment in a way that made him more desirous of having Tashmish without saying it explicitly. So, Adjunalat Ve'el Mutar, and B'Hashem, tomorrow we will begin the third parakah of Maseches Nedarim. Have a great day.